Here's Andy Darling.
In the good old days, when men on the terraces would wee in each other's pockets rather than barge their way to the fetid toilet facilities and thus miss a bit of razzle-dazzle from Charlie Mitten, Wilf Mannion or wee Huey Gallagher, football club chairmen were a shadowy breed. They were easily recognisable, though, and the archetypes persisted until the late 80s. They were local men, generally in their 60s, who'd made a bit of brass. They were old fellows with bloodshot eyes who hit the sauce to some tune come match day. Butchery was a favourite trade. Referees who let 50-50 decisions go their side's way would often find a brown paper bag in the changing room afterwards, stuffed with blood sausages and a nice shank of mutton. The motor trade was another favourite line of work. Chairmen would often have a showroom near to the ground, full of second-hand Jags, which they'd occasionally loan to star players. You knew who your team's chairman was, but unless he happened to be Bob Lord or Ernie Clay, you rarely saw or heard much of them, and you certainly were never told how much they were worth, nor how much cash they pumped into the club. And then along came Michael Knighton. He it was who claimed he was taking over at Manchester United, and to prove it, he played keepy-uppy on his head in front of a full house at Old Trafford. It didn't quite work out for Knighton, as we know, but the floodgates were opened. There was the 19-year-old laddie who claimed he was buying Aldershot, though it soon turned out that he couldn't even afford a nail to hang his arse on. There are, though, plenty of bona fide, rich and youngish chairmen now. Matthew Harding, he made his money from insurance. Alan Sugar, he made a packet selling computers. These are modern men, thriving in the high-tech modern world, a far cry from the tripe sellers of yore. Or are they? John Medecki, top man at Reading, worth £165 million, is a publisher of Auto Trader magazine. In other words, when all's said and done, he's a used car salesman. Ross Warburton, big man at Bolton, has made £65 million from the catering industry. The man's actually a baker. Steve Gibson of Middlesbrough is in chemical transportation. That's long-distance lorry driving for me and thee. They may be younger, have more money and fancier job titles, but these fellas are basically the same as the old breed. As the French would have it, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. There is one difference, though. Business really is everything these days. Rumours are afoot that those struggling giants, Manchester City and Birmingham City, might be merging in a big business deal. After all, Birmingham's owners, David and Ralph Gold, publish mucky books, whilst Manchester City's chairman, Francis Lee, manufactures toilet paper and tissue. Hey, work it out.
Any doing that. If you've got a chairman, of course, who runs an ignoble business in your eyes,
yep.
You can't make a man, so you can't make Francis Lee's business, yep. Notoriously the toilet paper business, even though yep. It's probably a little more refined than that.